I think you need more people to talk about it. I mean, to tell the other side of the story, because we haven't had anybody here to tell the other side of the story.
Committee, what would?
I just have a quick response to that. When you say insidious, Harry, Representative Crawford and I are friends, so I won't get in a battle here. We're limited on time, but that's that. You know, this is a matter of perspective. If you go to Rhode Island, if you go to Oregon, they would not think that. There was an EGM task force set up with Bob Rose's AEA, Ron Oddie, former Commissioner of Public Safety, Dave Wardell from the school board, Jason Rodenheiser, assistant pastor at the Anchorage Baptist Temple. I can assure you, especially with your testimony and your commentary, you'll get what you wish. You'll have a conflagration of letters from charities within the next week supporting this legislation. Not to disrespect your opinion, you certainly have it, but I hope you have more open of a mindset, because it sounds like you don't now, and I hope you listen. I would secondly say there are two more committees of referral. We're looking again at a deficit where this could critically assist that. The ways and means that recently, Ways and Means was created last week. I think that committee would have more, is the better purview for analyzing this. Economic, trade, and tourism, we've talked about the economics in the last 2 hours. I'm not on the committee, but I'm here presenting the amendment. I respect what you're saying, but I also look at time, and I look at the fiscal crisis, which you so eloquently on the floor many times have discussed that we need to resolve. And you may not think this is the vehicle, but for those who do, I think we have limited time. So that's my response.
And Madam Chair, I only glanced at this real quick, but I believe there's a provision in the legislation that will offer those communities an opportunity to opt out if they so want to. I mean, they're not just like voting themselves dry. They can vote themselves out of this process if they want out.
Through the chair, page 17, section 22, any municipality or village can opt out. I believe.
And I don't know, Madam Chair, how you bring people in, and this hearing was noticed last week for Monday. It was held over on Monday. It was Wednesday. Monday, we announced it was going to be, it was opened, and it's going to be held over to a time certain, which was not one of these nilly-willies committee hearings that, you know, call the chair. Well, you know, 5 o'clock on Tuesday, I'm going to call the meeting to order, or Wednesday. This was noticed appropriately, and I appreciate that, to give those folks that may be interested in this. And of course, as this piece of legislation moves through the system, I'm sure the interest will be spurned by that movement as well. And Madam Chair, there, you know, I've heard some good comments from Mr. Jackson, and certainly I've been a strong supporter of this piece of legislation. I'd be more than happy to work with Mr. Jackson and maybe looking at the Idaho legislation. I don't want to reinvent the wheel here. There's some good things in that legislation that Idaho has passed. Perhaps we ought to adopt those, and, you know, specifically some of the issues that were mentioned, to include the security part of it, flushing the sweep provision. Those are some key issues I believe that are important, as well as maybe to define more clearly the responsibilities of the lottery and how the commission interacts with it. In this particular case, we've got 5 members that are appointed by the governor, confirmed by the legislature, but they only meet quarterly or as needed, and they're not paid entities other than per diem for travel and travel expenses. We have a director that's identified that would be paid, plus he or she can hire as many assistants as needed to facilitate the success of the program. So I know there's some issues that need to be fleshed out on this, and I'm putting my staff on it full time to work with your staff to ensure that this thing is right when it comes out of this body, if it makes it to the floor of the House. Certainly there are 2 more committees of referral, Ways and Means. It's a 9-member committee. It will be given thorough going over. And I would hope that all the issues, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed before it is heard in that particular committee, and I think it is scheduled next week, so I believe. And so if those individuals that are watching or anyone on this committee has members of the public they want to invite to that hearing, even though it's at 7 a.m., I'd encourage you to do so. But I really appreciate Larry and Mr. Jackson coming before us today and offering their comments, and I think we're on the road to something that may lead to some success.
Madam Chair, just real quickly, since departments often get criticized when fiscal notes change, certainly the fiscal note we turned in was a very low cost. You're running two raffles a year. As we do the fiscal note on the amended version of House Bill 240, it will not resemble the fiscal note on this in terms of cost, because it's a much more expensive program to run as you make it a more productive lottery, if that's the aim. So just to warn people.
But the same, like then, Larry, we're generating more revenue to the state, so it is going to, I mean, it takes money to make money, and if we want to make some, we got to pay a little more out. So, I mean, it works to that extent. So,
do you have a motion, Speaker Cott?
Well, I'd move we move out of committee, substitute House Bill 240, individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note, with the understanding that there will be an updated fiscal note provided prior to this bill being heard in the next committee referral.
Objections?
What would be the use?
Or Carl, I mean.
Okay, so committee substitute for House Bill 240 will be moved out of committee and on its way to the next. At that, I want to thank Mr. Jackson and Larry for joining us, and it is now 7:02. We stand adjourned.